This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. They've gathered all the nonsense from around the world to mock it. This is The Nate Darling Show.
You guys were excellent tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you inside.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Happy Friday or whatever day you're listening to this. Welcome back to another episode of The Nate Darling Show. With me, as always, Jason Casey. Hello, Jason.
Hello, hello.
And Kareem Daniels.
Hola.
And with us, not as always, Mel Gelbart. Hello, Mel.
Howdy.
Thanks for sitting in.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I get a lot of feedback when you're back on the show. I get a lot of, we miss Mel.
Oh, phew. I was worried it was the other kind of feedback.
And I say, you know what? I miss Mel, too, but she got too big and busy for us.
I'm a busy, busy woman.
Mm-hmm.
I got stuff.
You
things.
Do. It's true. You got a man and a career and a all-consuming hobby that you have to give people reviews for.
I know. I have too many hobbies, too many people, too many things. Everyone's pulling me apart.
And now bocce ball.
Right. The relaxing hobby. Coming up on the show today, we've got, of course, Florida Corner, as we always do.
Yes.
But we have a bonus for you. Georgia Corner.
Yeehaw.
It just worked out that way.
Wow.
And it's shocking, right? Two states in the South would be really messed up. Who knew? Plus, we have an athlete threatening to run for president. We'll talk about that guy.
Oh, gosh. I already know who it is, I think.
Well, if you don't, you will soon. Because we're going to talk about it. But before we go any further, any big exciting plans for the weekend? Jason, anything good?
I think there's going to be a lot of yard work this weekend.
It's going to be 100 Saturday.
I know. It's very unsettling, but it has to get done.
It's true.
It has to get done. So I think that's going to be my big plan for the weekend.
All right. Kareem, anything?
Yeah, we're buying Hawaii tickets this week, so
yeah.
No. So that's my big plan for the weekend. Actually, my big plan for the next 2 weeks, because I ain't going to have no money for anything else.
That's right.
I think I'm going to go see Cheap Trick on Saturday.
Oh.
Ooh.
Are they playing at the Thunder Valley?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty excited.
That is very exciting.
Robin, there is no way.
I still have a thing for Robin Zander after all these years.
That is no way for you to talk about your cast members.
of Lady Business?
Of Lady Business.
They are kind of cheap. That's how I like them.
Let's see. I have to, and I may do this before the weekend, I've got to set up everything for my tux rentals at Men's Warehouse, because that's nice. The easy thing to do.
I got feedback about that, too.
Did you?
Yeah, my cousin texted me today and wanted to set the record straight.
of how your brother ended up renting tuxedos in Manteca?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it ended up being Tracy, so I was incorrect with saying that.
That's not closer, though.
No, not for me. I just have to go get measured, I guess, and then I will have to pick it up, but that's all.
Well, yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how all tuxedo rentals work.
No, but I mean, I can get my measurements anywhere, I guess, is what
they're
telling me.
Yeah, of course.
I realized that, but yeah.
Well, you were upset, and that's fine. It made for good pod.
That's what I told him. It was just for the podcast. I wasn't really that upset.
Entertainment purposes only. This is for entertainment purposes. Relax yourself. Relax and make yourself relaxed. The other thing I have to do is I have to figure out what, because I'm going to be going on the 20th, not to Lady Business, but to
Boo!
But to a baby shower.
Oh, yeah.
You, pointing at Jason doesn't really help the podcast audience, Mel.
Oh, sorry.
So, yes, I responded that we will be attending.
Yes, yeah, I was told, so that's very exciting.
So I have to find a lovely gift that expresses how much I care about you. And
well,
your,
now it's awkward and I feel bad because I'm in the room and I'm not going.
And your young family.
Well, that's how it goes, Mel.
Oh, well, at least you got invited.
Well, I just need to... Completely my fault.
Awkward.
And Kareem, give me your email before we leave tonight.
You can have my invitation.
Yeah, can you just forward him your email?
I have a rehearsal and then I have a show, so I don't have any time. I feel bad.
You know, it's not like you have Kareem's email address. Like, I don't email show prep.
Oh, my gosh, I'm such an idiot. See, I always realize
to both of you
like
every week. It's a group email to you and Kareem. And
I'm such an idiot sometimes. Oh, my gosh.
He just hates you, Kareem. Right. It's now clear.
I guess all of that, me talking about the baby being mine, got up to me.
It's karma coming back around. If you're listening early enough on Friday, there is a blood drive. Fox 40 and Blood Source are doing a blood drive at IKEA in West Sacramento until, I think, 6 o'clock. So if you're listening early, the show goes up late on Thursday night. So if you're listening sometime on Friday morning and you want to give blood, head on out to IKEA, and they'll get you in and out really quickly. They have a bunch of mobile blood units, and it's always a really quick thing. You go, you fill out your paperwork, you go in. They take your vitals, they stick you, they drain it out, they give you a movie ticket and a donut, and you're on your way.
A movie ticket and a donut? Ooh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
If I didn't work in Folsom, I'd be there.
Yeah.
Man, a movie ticket and a donut?
I mean, I would do it for a donut, but...
Yeah, Krispy Kreme.
What?
Krispy Kreme, because Krispy Kreme's right over there, as you found out last week.
That is right.
So, yeah, they...
Man, we usually get, like, horrible, yucky cookies.
Well, this is a special thing, and Krispy Kreme brings over a bunch of donuts. And
awesome.
Fox, IKEA, Krispy Kreme, blood source. These are like some of your favorite things, Nate. I wonder how this happened.
Blood. Blood. Ah. And this year, my blood pressure is low enough that I can actually donate.
Yes.
Win-win.
Good for you.
It is. I don't have one foot in the grave no more.
Yay.
So that's always good news. Yeah, so we just, and of course, countdown to the wedding. Tick, 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 tick. 3 months and a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right?
Yeah, I have my own clock ticking.
I know. You've got a bomb getting dropped on you.
What's the actual date of your wedding?
November 25th, Black Friday.
Right. It's in my book, but I don't have my book with
It's on your save the date that I sent you.
Yes, which I have. I looked at it just this weekend. And the pictures on it are so good. I look at it all the time.
Oh, she's looked at the pictures. She didn't read it.
Well, I get distracted by cute pictures.
Now we know.
And Wendy Height is the photographer, and she did a really nice job. And thanks again to everybody at Sacktown Union Brewing for letting us take the pictures there, because we would not have been able to pull off a really, really fun, cute engagement shoot if they hadn't been so, so cool about doing it. So if you are in the mood for some good beer, head on out there. They're 66 just off of Folsom Boulevard in East Sacramento, Sacktown Union. So, do they make original movies anymore?
No.
I didn't think so. Because this came down the pike, and I'm like, why are they remaking Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
What about Splash?
Why are they remaking Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with Rebel Wilson starring in it?
Wait, what? As what role?
Who knows?
Why is Rebel Wilson starring in anything?
Well, that's
come on now. I like her.
Yeah, I like
Stop.
Her too.
I didn't say I didn't like her, but she shouldn't be the star of anything. She should be supporting.
Why?
Because a little bit of a moderate amount of Rebel is great. Too much Rebel is I want to reach through the TV or this movie screen and choke the...
Rebel's like pixie sticks is what he's saying.
Uh-huh.
A pixie stick is nice. A whole plate of pixie sticks, too much for him.
Yes.
All
right. I just wish they would do things and just like not let us know. Like, why couldn't they just make Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and say, hey, we're going to remake this, name it something else.
Well, interesting you'd say that, because Steve Martin and Michael Caine teamed up in the original Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which follows two con men trying to swindle an heiress out of her money. The 1988 film was actually itself a remake
of
a script from Marlon Brando and David Niven's 1964 film, Bedtime Story. So they could have very easily done that, given it a different name, but that's not how they do it anymore.
They just want people to get upset and talk about it.
In the updated remake, it brings con artistry to the 21st century. Huh? Two female scam artists, one low rent and the other high class, so it's the exact same thing but with women, compete to swindle a naive tech prodigy out of his fortune. By the way, Rebel Wilson also attached to star in a remake of the Goldie Hawn movie Private Benjamin.
No.
See, you can't.
Stop.
That, yeah, see that. You can't. you can't do Goldie again.
No, well, you can, apparently.
No, I'm morally opposed.
Well, it's happening.
I'm putting my foot down.
Get ready for
writing a letter.
Get ready for a big slab of Rebel Wilson.
Let's make a change.org petition.
Stop reading my mind. Jason keeps thinking thoughts that are in my head.
I am pretty sure that there are a bunch of writers in Hollywood, around the country. There have been a ton of books and stuff written since these movies were made that could be movies.
Yeah, sure.
You can't get financing for those, though.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Because if you go in and go, we're going to remake Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, but with a twist.
Yeah.
And then they go, okay, I know what that is. People are going to love it.
They know who it is, but the demographic's not going to know who it is. And they're probably not going to show up for the movie.
You know they're remaking The Mummy with Tom Cruise, right?
Oh no, wait, what? The Brandon what's-his-name movie?
Yeah.
He's like twice the age Brandon Fraser was when he, like...
But those weren't good the first time.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's the thing. They even make a movie that should have been... Should
Why
never
would
been
you
made
make a crappy
time.
Movie again?
It'll probably be way better with Tom Cruise.
Well, it's entirely possible. It's set for next year.
Ay vey.
It's... Tom Cruise, Russell Crowe, and a bunch of people I don't know.
Russell Crowe and Tom Cruise? All right. I'm willing to give a chance.
Oh, yeah, because Russell Crowe is so scary exclusive. He doesn't do just any script that comes across his desk.
But I enjoy him. Like, I like, there's certain people I just like
Not
watching.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I just like watching certain people on film.
Yeah, I get that.
So get ready for a little extra Rebel Wilson.
I mean, I like Jason Statham, and it's not like he does real thinkers.
Yeah, Crank 2.
Hey.
I love Crank 2. I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just saying that movie is there's nothing like.
And he's doing another mechanic movie. I heard
it comes out really? In 2 weeks.
All right.
Jason with, movie date.
Jessica,
yeah, sure. Yeah.
With Jessica Alba.
Oh, well, definitely date.
Oh yeah, yes. I love her.
All right, well, this happened, and Leslie actually spotted this one, so kudos to the wife-to-be. Headline, Dead Man Gets Two Obituaries in Same Paper.
Oh.
How does that happen, you wonder? Well, one was from his wife, and one was from his girlfriend.
Awkward.
And I know that was one of my cousins.
Uh-huh. His name is Bill, or it was, Leroy Blast Bill Black. It's a lot of name. From Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. He died of lung cancer at just 55, so that's sad. News of his passing was published in the Friday, August 5th edition of the Press of Atlantic City twice. The two obituaries appeared one on top of the other. Readers at first assumed it was an accidental double printing, but then they realized the subtle yet important differences between the two obits. One was published by his wife, and the other by his girlfriend, and they were both slightly different.
That is so uncomfortable.
The double obituary was no accident. The Philly Voice reported that a funeral home spokesperson said that the newspaper determined that the two obituaries were necessary because the wife wanted it one way and the girlfriend wanted it another way.
Was the funeral home like a wedding, like bride and groom, except for wife and like girlfriend side?
So rather than fight with two women, because as we all know, that's a losing battle.
Yes.
The paper decided to say yes to both of them. So they both got them.
And really, they get the last laugh then, because the two women are now kind of looking like ding-dongs.
So here's one. I'll skip the first part of it. He is survived by his loving wife, Beretta Harrison Black, and his son, Jazz Black. Could you be blacker than to be Jazz Black and be black?
Not much.
That's his black. And his wife, Beretta. Beretta. Wow. Yeah. And then there's all the other things. The second one gives a little bit more about the cause of death. Cancer to the lungs due to fiberglass exposure. Survived by his son, Jazz Black. Siblings, Donald Faye Cherry. Janet Vilma. Lorna Clover, Audrey Marsha, Sandra Rosemary. Kareem, is every black family just have the name and then a completely different name, or is this special to these people?
Oh, they're probably married now.
No. These are their first names.
They're like double first names.
It would be like Kareem Jazz Fingers. Yeah.
It would be like Kareem Charlie.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin.
and a host of, this is, I love this, he survived all those people, and a host of other family, friends, and neighbors. Neighbors! And his long tome girlfriend, it says tome.
It does.
Princess Hall. Her name is Princess Hall.
Oh, sounds about right.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah. And she went to the funeral.
Well, of course she did. And I love the photo of him. Let me see if I can put this up for you. Because it's one of those things.
So the girlfriend didn't acknowledge the wife.
No. There he is. Look at that. Look at that look. That is the look of a man.
Juggling a wife and a girlfriend.
Juggling two women. He goes, yes. You know what? I can fight, but dying's probably easier.
Yes. He said the girlfriend went to the funeral too and acted it. And can I say ass?
You can say ass.
Yeah, and acted an ass. She put on a show at the funeral. I can already tell you.
A full-on grieving African-American woman at the funeral. Take me, not him show?
Take me, not him. I'm falling in the casket. Four people got to pick her up and bring her away from the casket show. I can already tell you that's what happened.
Like James Brown on stage?
Like James Brown on stage.
Please, I'm going to tell you, though.
Please.
You guys do not have the corner on that. When I got, how Jewy is this? When I got bas mitzvahed, my grandmother sat in the front row and did that because my mother had just died.
Oh.
And wailed through the whole freaking bas mitzvah.
Male? I'm going to tell you.
Uh-oh.
You said your grandmother did that, right? That's what you said. You didn't say my grandmother and other people did this, right? You said your grandmother did this. That's one person at the funeral for us. We have 30 more people that we have to deal with doing that exact same thing.
That is one of Adam Carolla's funniest things is joking that he is going to hire a heavyset woman of color to do that at his funeral.
Oh, and it ain't even not even got to be heavyset because they all do it. Matt, a 80-pound, a 90-pound, 95-year-old woman will turn into a 400-pound woman at a black funeral.
Why hasn't Chris Rock made this documentary? I don't care about hair.
Know.
I don't care about hair. This I want to see on the big screen.
A 90-pound, 95-year-old woman would turn into just a 400-pound woman, just dead weight.
I am so uncomfortable in those situations.
We have an assembly line at those situations because we know what's about to happen.
Like pallbearers.
Like pallbearers. So you got a group of guys that are waiting to be the pallbearers, and you got a group of guys waiting to pick up the people that fall when they come past the casket.
So if you go to this funeral, do you give your condolences to, like, the girlfriend and the wife, or do you have to pick?
Oh, you probably should pick.
Yeah, you got to choose a side.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll get the wrath of one of them.
Yeah, because you got some. Yeah, well, and everybody knows that the girlfriend is the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a surprise to anybody.
Here's what you do. You see who Jazz Black is sitting next to, and that's who you give condolences to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the girlfriend got his other kids that she didn't mention the wife didn't mention in the obituary with her.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Oh, that is uncomfortable, right?
So uncomfortable.
Well,
yes. Here's how it works.
My people keep lots of secrets. We don't share any of that.
Oh, right? Your daddy got a black family on the other side of the river.
But nobody know about it.
That is it. On the other side
of
the river.
Those were very
bad
times.
Meanwhile, a roller coaster at Disney's California Adventure was shut down for the third time this summer. This time because some woman's purse fell on the tracks, which triggered an automatic shutoff for safety. And stranding a train full of riders for about 45 minutes. How pissed would you be? The California Screamin' Coaster was shut down while patrons were mid-ride on a Saturday when the ride sensed a possible impediment on the track after the woman's purse fell on it. A train carrying 15 passengers was stuck about 30 feet in the air. Mm-mm. Eventually, firefighters arrived and lowered the riders to safety using a bucket truck.
Ooh, that would make it worth it for me.
Maybe. The California Screamin' Coaster has a bumpy ride this year after it was shut down twice in May because riders attempted to use selfie sticks while the ride was in motion. That's why Disney banned them, not because they were annoying, but because they were a safety hazard. No injuries were reported in any of the incidences, so... where did the purse get dropped from? That's not covered here. Like, it couldn't have been from the ride, because any coaster I've been on, they don't even let you have your sunglasses on.
I'm sure she hid it, because that's the type, that's the way people are. She realized she had it at the last minute. Maybe she like stuffed it up under her shirt or something, because I know we've all done it. I've taken hats off and done it, glasses off and done it, and she thought she was going to get away with it.
Yeah, I'm paranoid. I don't like to leave any of my stuff behind, because I'm afraid it'll get stolen, so I always sneak my stuff on, but it's always well secured. Thank you very much.
Hmm. Sure. That's why you get a locker at the beginning of the park and put all your stuff in
it. No, I need it.
But you're there to have
get
fun.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, remakes, Jason.
Remakes. Oh, man. Tool. I'm just going to say Tool right now.
Kareem.
Remakes are Tool.
Mel.
I'm gonna go Cool, just because I really liked all the Ocean movies, and that was based on a remake, and I love those movies, and I watched them over and over again. So some of them I really, really like.
Yeah, it's tough.
Remakes are Tool, and I agree. If you're going to do a remake, don't tell us it's a remake. Yeah. Let us find out after. And for the love of God, don't do a popular movie that we all know about with a beloved star like Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Up next in Cool or Tool, being loved by many, being loved by many. Kareem?
It is cool.
Mel?
That's where I'm going now.
Tool. And if you're just keep it to yourself.
Jason?
Being loved by many is cool. In this exact instance, it's so cool.
The idea of being loved by many is cool. And I can't really judge, because I'm not in that household. But having a girlfriend and a wife, as someone who's getting married in just over 3 months, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, that's a Tool move. You got to love and respect the woman that you made the vows to.
But I'm sure there was a separation that was going on or something.
Oh, yeah, they always
say that. No, there's no separation going on.
You don't think so?
No, man, that is an arrangement. The matter of fact, the wife was probably like, man, I am glad you got her so you can stay off me.
I was going to say, I mean, well, that's kind of what I was meant by it, is that they knew about each other. It wasn't a secret.
Right. That is the two things, the black man way of going out. Is having a couple of girlfriends at the funeral, or dying having sex.
Well, now your girlfriend knows what to look forward to. And finally, in cooler Tool, purses, Mel.
Tool, I freaking hate purses, and I was peer pressured into finally like becoming like feminine and carrying all my stuff in a purse. I used to carry either a chain with a wallet, which people told me was whatever, and and I had a backpack that I would always carry with me. But you can't go to like a nice restaurant with your backpack. So
no.
I've converted to purses, but I'm still morally opposed. They're toolish, they're annoying, they're stupid, and you carry stuff you don't even need, because then you feel obligated to fill the thing up.
Kareem.
Tool.
Jason.
Oh, purses are cool, because then it allows me not to have to carry a bunch of stuff in my pockets.
Mm. No, we have to carry your stuff.
I know. Because I'm usually stuck carrying the stuff. But when she has the purse, hey, can you put my phone in there and my keys?
And you know what? Here's the other thing. Leslie loves her purse. She loves her Michael Kors. So it's cool.
Yeah.
Oh. Meh. And but
man, you are really in trouble.
Yeah, you're really in trouble.
Get that one for me. All right. So we mentioned this earlier. The athlete says he's going to run for president. It's Kurt Schilling.
Oh, man.
Member of the Bloody Sock Club. When he's not posting political memes on social media and carrying on about how everyone but him is blind to the reality of the situation, he's apparently taking some time to drop his roadmap to the Oval Office on Facebook, because that's his playground. Trump has Twitter. He's got Facebook. Yes, Mel.
Who is that?
Kurt Schilling was a major league pitcher. He pitched for, amongst other teams, the Red Sox, where they won their World Series in 2004, breaking the curse. And he had a bloody sock, an alleged injury that was so bad the blood was seeping through his sock as he was pitching. However, later it was called into question that it might be a little theatrical.
He sounds like a politician already.
Oh, but wait. He announced that he's planning on running for political office in the near future. The plan is to win a seat in the Massachusetts State House in the near future and then run for president in 2024, saying, "I'm going to run soon." The question scope details. He said, "State office first, White House in 8 years." Smiley face. By the way, if you answer with a smiley face, you can't be president. Then he adds, "Or four, if by some amazing illegal event, this country elects another Clinton." Because he had to add that in, because he's kind of a dick.
Yeah, hasn't he said some racist stuff before?
Well, here's the thing. He's railed against President Obama, frequently shared less than kind words about Hillary Clinton. And in a long blog post in May, he endorsed Donald Trump. He's lost a job at ESPN. He was fired for posting offensive memes on his Facebook page. Oh, by the way, he also got a huge state grant to run a video game company that he then bankrupted.
Yeah.
Yes. Like to the tune of $75 million of public money that is nothing. And all of these people. His transgendered comments that got him fired. Yeah. Ha ha. Nicely done, you dick. So he wants to be president, but hey, if Donald Trump can do it, why can't he?
You can't call him that.
What, dick?
Are we allowed to say that?
I can say dick. Dick Cheney.
Oh, I'm jealous. I'm going to say it more now.
Hold on, I have to find the... here we go. This will be a good one for this. Get the proper music for our first ever Georgia Corner. Here on the podcast. Sorry, Ray Charles.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I was hoping for Georgia Satellite.
Headline.
Florida Georgia Line.
Georgia man, 65, arrested for illicit encounter with one of his many goats. The victim, a police spokesman, told the Smoking Gun was a white and color female goat. The accused, Freddie Wadsworth, 65-year-old resident of Douglasville, about 35 miles southwest of Atlanta. He is the owner of the white goat. According to the sheriff's office, two witnesses reported spotting Wadsworth in communion with the goat, and not in a Catholic way. The witnesses live in the home across the street. Upon spotting the illicit coupling, one of the witnesses called 911 to report that, quote, a male was having intercourse with a goat. The incident was initially logged as an indecent exposure call, since no police code exists for man-goat interactions. Well, not there.
Huh.
Wadsworth was allegedly spotting having sex with the animal on his own property in broad daylight. He has a lot of goats. He was booked into the county jail on a bestiality charge, but he's free now on $1,300 bond. But he's facing between 1 and 5 years in prison if convicted of a felony count.
And probably not allowed to own goats.
Meanwhile, another Georgia man who's 55 was busted after raging at his wife over a too cheesy grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay, first of all, there is no such thing, so that's just a bunch of bull.
Yeah, how does that happen?
Well, let me
there's
tell
no
you.
Such thing as too cheesy.
Let me tell you.
That's the whole point of it.
That's why
it's a cheesy cheese sandwich.
It's called a grilled cheese
Thank
sandwich.
You.
According to the Athens-Clark County Police Department report...
I'd be mad if it was not cheesy enough.
James DiPaola, who's 55, began shouting and cursing at his wife, Michelle, during a confrontation at their Athens home. The unemployed DiPaola became incensed that his 51-year-old spouse, due to her using 3 slices of cheese in a
Woman,
grilled cheese sandwich.
I'm on food stamps and I paid for this, Velveeta. You use 1.5 if you have to.
Oh, there's no way they're using Velveeta. That's expensive.
Oh.
Yeah, true that.
He told cops that he had told the victim she could make a grilled cheese sandwich with 2 pieces of cheese instead of 3.
I think it just was for her and not for him.
He still got government cheese from 1978.
His wife told police that he was shouting in her face and that his spit hit her in the face.
Gross.
She added that her husband has a history of violent and abusive behavior. That's shocking. Includes a prior arrest and issuance of a restraining order. During the incident, his wife directed the couple's 9-year-old daughter to call 911. Oh, that's sweet. But he subsequently yanked the phone cord from the wall.
Oh, that's an additional charge.
And slammed the device on the ground. The couple's 12-year-old daughter then used her mother's cell phone to summon police. He was arrested for obstruction of a 911 call and criminal trespass and damage to property. Those are both misdemeanors. He spent several days in the county jail before early release early in the morning on $2,000 bond.
Criminal trespass? So he just went over there to yell at her about her cheese?
Oh, that timed out perfectly. Thanks, Ray Charles.
He probably wasn't on the lease.
Well, there was a restraining order, but I don't know if it was unclear if it was currently in effect or not. But that's the first edition ever of Georgia Corner. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. When you see stories like that, you just got to put them together and make something of it.
It's just a good pod.
Yeah.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Meanwhile, during an argument about a presidential race, 78-year-old Donald Trump supporter threw his wife, a 73-year-old Hillary Clinton backer, to the floor of the couple's Florida home. Oh... He's
just
now,
like a Trump supporter.
He's been arrested on a felony charge. The confrontation between Lawrence Littman, who's a registered Republican, and his wife, Elvia, a registered Democrat, occurred last Wednesday evening in their Bradenton home. Responding to a 911 call placed, the sheriff's deputies were told the woman that during an argument with her husband about politics, he called her many derogatory names, then grabbed her wrist and threw her on a chair in the bedroom. That's not okay. She told cops she then went to a bedroom on the other side of the house to get away from her husband, to whom she has been married for 20 years. But he followed her, grabbed her by the arm again, and slung her to the ground. Again, not okay. She told investigators that she, quote, hurt her butt backside when she hit the ground. During police questioning, he said the duo had been arguing about politics, and when his wife tried to slap him in the face, that he shoved her back and she slipped and fell to the ground. He was arrested for battery on a person over 65, a felony. Although, shouldn't there be some sort of waiver of that if you yourself were over 65?
It's not elder abuse.
Yeah, free on $500 bond. He's pleaded not guilty to the charge. As a condition of the pretrial release, he's been ordered to have no contact with his wife. In a brief interview, his wife said the couple had been arguing about the presidential campaign and that her husband backs Trump, while she is a Clinton supporter. Also in Florida, a Florida couple who were under the influence of drugs were arrested after deputies say they were chasing ghosts and hacking at them with a machete. Jonathan Ponce and Megan Silva, he's 31, she's 26, they were found on a street with Silva telling deputies that she was running away from Ponce because he had a machete. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently. Let me see if I can get.
So apparently, if you got a phone, you can chase ghosts. But if you don't, you can't.
Pokemon are not ghosts. Not ghosts. He is believed to be under the influence of the drug Molly. They endangered two children when they used the machete to chase the ghosts out of the house. Yeah, they were in the house, but they were running down the street. Deputies say they found the machete in the front yard of the couple's home. Ponce admitted that he was high on the drug. Said he's been using it to chase ghosts. Well, of course.
He doesn't seem to understand ghosts at all because machetes do not work.
No.
And I didn't think Molly made you see ghosts. Like, that's like an acute reaction after using it for way too long, I think. Like,
your acute reaction.
Well, here's the part that isn't sick, not so funny. They found a sheath for the machete in a room where a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old were sleeping. So apparently that's where you stash the machete, in case the ghosts come for the kids.
Yeah.
To keep them safe.
Deputy said Ponce and Silva displayed erratic and paranoid behavior. Shocking. Shocking. All right, that's going to do it. That's Florida Corner.
I prefer like a circle of salt.
Mm-hmm.
A circle of salt?
Yeah.
Oh, for the ghosts.
For the ghosts, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I wasn't quite sure what all that was about. You know,
you need to watch Witchcraft. Supernatural.
Oh, I see. Well, you never know. Ghosts can be good. Ghosts can be bad.
You never know.
Ghosts could be Beelzebub. You don't know. Anything is entirely possible. I will say this, though. Don't let an extra slice of cheese get you that upset, even if you're lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
Just eat a little less of it. You'll be okay.
Without a doubt.
Also, ghosts probably not real, And even if they are, a machete is the wrong weapon to go after them with. You need a butterfly net.
Yeah. You definitely shouldn't be running after them with a machete.
No.
It just makes them mad.
It's true. True. And then they're gonna haunt the nooks and crannies. You'll never get them out.
You never get them out.
True. All right, everybody. Have a fabulously safe and wonderful weekend. Unless you're listening on Monday or whatever. You know, people listen when they want to.
Yeah, listen.
Weeks later sometimes. Mel Gelbart, thank you again for sitting in with us and lip-syncing to Van Halen.
Oh, you're welcome for both.
You can check out Mel on the 20th at the Sacramento Comedy Spot in Lady Business. And then there'll be a bunch more ladies trying to be funny on stage.
Heck yeah!
So go check that out. SacComedySpot.com for tickets, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I was air guitaring. Come on, man.
I'm trying to wrap up the show, Mel.
Well, stop playing such good music.
Well, I thought it was appropriate since they were chasing ghosts with machetes to be running with the devil. It's just what I thought.
That's what they're doing.
It's true. Little Van Halen for you. We'll be back on Monday with the uncensored episode. We've got some grievances to air, my friends.
Woo!
Get ready to be appalled at how upset we get over virtually nothing. Until then, enjoy David Lee Roth back when he could sing.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.